It's my pleasure to welcome into our program the former captain of the Vancouver Canucks, Henrik Sedin, joins us. How are you today, Henrik?
Good. How are you, Julian?
I'm well. Tell me you had a chance to watch that game last night in overtime.
Yeah, I watched not the full overtime. They scored, so. But it was a wild game for sure.
Well, what was going through your mind from the parts of the game you did watch? Because that was as a wild regular season game that fans have seen in this city in quite some time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when the Avs were up there and when they went up 4-3, I thought the game was over a little bit. But then they came back again. And then, yeah, I mean, the finish was just crazy too. And they score on their power play and then we tie it late. So it was fun to watch.
A lot of exciting moments that fans are continuing to chat about the morning after, and I'm sure they'll be talking about that game for quite some time. And obviously top of mind is Elias Pettersson with his 5-point performance last night. Was that one of those games where you just watch him and just shake your head in amazement of what this kid is able to do?
Yeah, he's really impressive. I mean, he plays the game in a way that you can't really compare him to I think other the other players on the team, because he can do it all. I mean, the way he sees the ice and he understands the game, and I think that comes from playing in the top league in Sweden last year, where he played against men, and I mean that's a really tough league to perform in, and he did it on a nightly basis. So it was I think it really helped him playing there last year.
That's something that might be lost on fans, maybe, right? Because again, as a teenager, fresh off of being a first round pick, he went and played on big ice surface with experienced pros, and made that transition look very seamless. What do you think that did for his confidence to eventually step in as a 19-year-old teenager here in the National Hockey League?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, I don't think people understand how good the league is over there and how much winning means. I mean, if you lose over there and you're not performing, your team is going to get relegated, and that's a huge thing for not only your team but the city you're playing in and the sponsorships and everything that comes with it. So there's pressure on you every night to perform, and that's the difference from I think guys coming from the junior leagues over here, where they play and they might win or lose, but winning or losing doesn't mean as much to the team and the city as it does back in Sweden.
Former Canucks captain Henrik Sedin joining Joey Kenward here on Sportsnet today, here on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. How surprised are you that he's had such a quick offensive start here? Through 9 games, he leads the team in scoring with 15 points, Henrik.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I'm surprised that he's put up 15 points. I thought he was going to produce, absolutely. I mean, he showed that in Sweden last year, but to have 15 points after 9 games, that's more than I thought for sure.
He's obviously been around the puck so much. Whenever he's on the ice, the puck just seems to find him. But are you as equally as impressed of what he's doing at this level when he doesn't have the puck?
Yeah, no, like I said, he understands the game. He understands and the way he back checks and plays in his defensive zone. And he's not the biggest guy, I think, if you look at his weight and stuff, but he plays big and he understands what to do to defend. And that's impressive when you're that young.
You know, he's made the highlight reel numerous times through the first 5 weeks of the season. That will happen when you put up 9 goals in 9 games and 15 points to lead all NHL rookies. But I'm still left shaking my head at the play he made to set up Brock Besser on Brock's second goal last night. I'm just trying to figure out where I might have seen that before. Did that play ring any bells for you?
He's going to have to pay us, absolutely. I mean, we have the copyright for that play, and that's you can't just steal it like that. That's wrong.
Is that something that and I know you and your brother Daniel have had a chance to speak with Elias right from when he came to town in training camp and even last year when he was here for prospects camp. Is that stuff that would be a part of a conversation that you and your brother would have for this young kid?
No. We don't talk plays, or he's good enough to come up with that himself. So no, we haven't talked about specific plays, but it was fun to see it again. And the boards looked good. I mean, that's a tough play to. It was tough for us to make it at Rogers Arena because the boards weren't as good as we wanted to be. But they've changed the boards, and it seems like the puck is bouncing good again.
Henrik Sedin joining us here on Sportsnet today, talking about Elias Pettersson, who not only leads the Canucks, but leads all NHL rookies in scoring to start the season. What does that say about a rookie in today's National Hockey League, regardless of which team, what the player is, what his skill set is? For a rookie to lead any team in scoring through the first month tells you a lot about how gifted a player that is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think that's changed over the last 10, 15 years. I think rookies that come in now, they're ready physically, and they've played at a high level for a few years. I mean, just comparing it to when we came in, and not only us, but all the rookies that came in, I mean, it took you 2, 3, 4 years to understand what the game was about and the NHL level and the grind. But the guys coming in now, they're prepared, and they've been around agents, and they've usually played in good leagues for at least 1 or 2 years before. So it is different now.
Henrik, when you're watching Pettersson play here in Vancouver, can you compare what he's doing to what you and your brother did in your first month of the season? You mentioned times are different, players are different, but making the adjustment really isn't that different for someone coming from a top flight league in Europe to eventually the top flight league in North America. Can you see some limited similarities right now in his game as to what you and your brother did back in your rookie season in 2000?
No, it's tough to compare. Like I said, we were not prepared physically. We were not ready physically. And I think mentally we were there because we played at a high level back in Sweden, but it was another step for us to take when we came over. I think the style of play was different back then too, where it was more physical and it was just a different game. And so I think it's easier for young guys to take that step now than it was back then. And like I said, they're more prepared, and Elias is further ahead than we were at the time.
Henrik Sedin joining us here on Sportsnet today on the home of the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650. A couple of questions have come in from listeners to our Subway text line at 650-650. Graham writes in, "Hey, Henrik, great to hear you on the radio. Have you spent any time with Pettersson outside of the arena or Canucks games, maybe dinner and a movie or going, you know, hanging out? Have you had a chance, be it you or your brother, to interact with Pettersson away from the rink?"
No, we haven't. We've been to the rink a couple of times early on, and we've talked to him and the other guys too. But they've been on the road so much, so we haven't really been able to see any of the guys really after the season started. So I'm sure it's going to be more time when they come back from this next road trip here.
Another question sent in from Mark. Does the way Pettersson plays right now make you or your brother think about coming out of retirement? I'm sure Mark isn't the only one that would be asking that question. Has that question been posed to you by fans you see on the street or wherever else you or Daniel might be?
Yeah, we got some questions back from Sweden from Sweden last night after the game about coming back. But I think the way he plays makes us even further away from coming out of retirement, because it's he's shown that he can really play well and lead this team. So that's we're happy where we are, and like I said, we're busy with other things right now. So it's been good for us.
I want to talk about some of the things that are keeping you and your brother busy as you're now into retirement in a few minutes. What's your overall takeaway on what you've seen out of the team through the first month of the season? They're in top spot in the division and just a few points out of top spot in the NHL standings.
Yeah, no, they've done really well. I mean, they've done much better than I think people expected, but it's still early in the season. They've shown that they can score for sure. And that's if Markey and Anders and the goalies can play as well as they have early on, I think they have a good chance of staying in the playoff race here, going into the spring. And I think that's all you can ask for, is to play meaningful games as long as you can. And that's that they have a good chance of that.
Well, obviously, not only in this city but around the league, Pettersson is the talk. But you know, it's been a fantastic contribution right out of the gates here by a lot of different players to help this team to the record they've got. And I know for someone who's not far removed from the locker room, that was, I'm sure, a big talking point to try to have a rebound season this year from a couple of disappointing seasons just gone by.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think it's it almost helped that they had a so-so preseason where no one really was scoring early on in those games. So I think players were really fired up to have a good start in the regular season. So it's they've shown so far that they can produce. That's if they get tightened up a little bit defensively, they have a good chance of keep winning games.
A few more moments here with former Vancouver captain Henrik Sedin joining us on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. A few more questions have come into our Subway text line. Troy writes in, Henrik, when was the first time you tried that board pass to Daniel? And was it as smooth as last night from Elias to Brock?
I can't remember the first time. I think it was at home against Detroit, I think. Maybe we tried it a few times before that too, and we didn't succeed. But home against Detroit, I know Danninger had a great chance of scoring, but he missed it. And then he scored in Detroit the year after, I believe. So we tried it a few times.
All right, and one final question. This is from Kyle, listening today in Port Moody. Kyle writes in, Henrik, do you think Vancouver can be a cup contender within 2 or 3 years?
That's tough to say, but what I can say is that a turnaround can happen really quickly in today's NHL. I think teams have shown that, and it doesn't have to take too long to be back in the playoffs. To be a cup contender, if you make the playoffs, you're a cup contender. That's just the way it is right now. And if it takes 2 or 3 years or another couple years after that, that's tough to say. But they're on the right track for sure.
Henrik Sedin joins us here on Sportsnet 650. How's retirement life treating you and your brother? I'm sure knowing you guys the way a lot of Canucks fans do, it's not quiet retirement at this point.
No, I just spent an hour and a half out in the rain coaching soccer. So that's it's been super fun. We're doing a lot of races, me and Daniel, running races, trail races, and like I said, we're driving kids to the activities, and it's been better than I thought it would be. Even though I thought it was going to be really good, but it's been really enjoyable.
Is it still the good internal brotherly competition when you're going into these trail races, so no matter what the weather conditions are like?
Oh, it is. It is. We're running a race tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be a full-on battle. So it's fun. He's beaten me so far in a few races, so I've done my best to prepare for tomorrow's race. So we'll see how that goes.
Hey, one final question before we let you go. Not every Canuck fan will know how diehard a horse racing nuts you and your brother are. You own horses back in Sweden. You've been to various thoroughbred tracks in and around North America. Today is one of the richest horse racing events in the United States. The Breeders' Cup is just over 2 hours away. And I know you've had your eye on a few horses maybe to cross the finish line first at Churchill Downs. Do you have any predictions on who might come out in the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Yeah, I think Mandelson is going to win. That's my pick.
The European horse who just did not show in the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah, that might be the one. Yes, I think so. He's a favorite right now, I think, back in Sweden at least.
All right. Well, good luck. I know a lot of people will be going to the betting tills around the province once they hear you make that selection. Hey, thanks so much. And I might do the same. Thanks so much, Henrik, for your time. Great to hear you back on the Vancouver airwaves. Good luck on the soccer pitch, coaching your kids, and always appreciate you joining us here on Sportsnet.
Thanks, Joey. Take care.